Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 42, The Mission. And this is a really cool topic that I was excited to get to dive into, the mission. You know, as a Christian, you know, we hear the term missionary, hear the term, you know, mission field. And I don't know if a lot of people know what that is. You know, for a long time, I thought of missionaries as, you know, folks that go to, you know, third world countries for like a week or two, build a school or, you know, basketball court, soccer field, and then come back. And I'm not doubting that that's what it is, but I gained a better understanding, you know, since I became a Christian in 2006, what, you know, the mission really is. And so I was blessed to, my wife and I were blessed to be able to go and start a church, help start a church in San Diego, California in 2009. And that was my first experience with, you know, helping start a church from scratch, from the ground up. It was a interesting and a great experience. And I would know that, you know, years later, in 2016, I get the opportunity to do that again. And that's what brought my wife and I here to Seattle in 2016. And so, you know, the understanding of a mission, the mission changed for me, you know, from really helping, you know, build a church, start a church from the ground up. And it's really cool to be able to go through that experience. I learned a lot and really saw how, you know, things were done in the Bible. You know, if you read, when you read the New Testament, you see churches being planted and started. You read about Paul's missionary journeys where he goes to start these churches and goes around that part of the world and checks back in, and how it's not like a, you know, a 6 month thing or 1 week thing or 2 week thing. It's really, you know, you're there to stay until, you know, God moves you somewhere else. And so we've been able to experience that a couple times. And so in part two, I'm really excited to sit down with a friend, Courtney Barnett, who's been on a few mission teams, been in the mission field for a while, and just gain her, get some insight from her, hear some stories from her and what's helped her, maybe even some challenges and victories as well. And so stick around for part two where I talk with her. As usual, you know, if you've been on a mission team or been in the mission field, you know, love to hear your experiences, challenges, victories, tips, insights, maybe for those that want to do the same thing or want to know what more about it. Please share. You can follow this podcast at D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and dtimepodcast@gmail.com. So we'll talk in part two about the mission, what that means, and what's in store for maybe folks that are interested in doing the same thing. So stick around for part two. Peace. Hey, welcome to D-Time, episode 42. I'm here with Courtney Barnett. Courtney, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
No problem.
Awesome, awesome. So today's episode is entitled The Mission. But before we dig into that topic, I was hoping you could take a couple minutes just to introduce yourself to those that are listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Courtney Barnett. Right now, I currently live in Seattle, Washington, but I grew up in Vancouver, Washington. And there, I really was super involved in ballet. I did that up until I was 18 years old. And then I moved to Eugene, Oregon, when I was 18 to go to school at the University of Oregon. And it was about there, actually, that I started doing some Bible studies because I really wanted to really kind of get to know God on a deeper level. And so basically 6 weeks after studying the Bible there, I decided to get baptized. And from there, my life has kind of just taken off. I went to live in Corvallis, Oregon for 2 years and got to help out in the campus ministry at Oregon State University. Came back to Eugene for another 2 years to help out and lead the campus ministry at the University of Oregon. After which I got the opportunity to go on a mission team to Atlanta, Georgia, which I'll talk a little more about later. Since then, and then God, when I was in Atlanta, I did get very sick, and which allowed me to come back to Portland where I grew up. And since then, I got my health in order, got everything back on track, and I'm really grateful to now get to live in Seattle, Washington, and help out with a campus ministry at the University of Washington, which has been a great joy for me the past month I've been here. So, yeah, it's a little bit about myself.
Sweet. Awesome. Thanks for sharing. So digging into that a little bit about, you know, the mission team, and for those that may be listening that may be unfamiliar with what a mission team is, can you explain a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, so a mission team is really, you get a group of people and essentially they pick up their entire lives and they move to a different city to start a church from scratch. And now it's not completely from scratch, because what we do is we're a part of, what I'm a part of is this movement of churches. And so we take people from, say, a sister church in Florida, a sister church in New York. Me, I was from Eugene, from L.A., and we pick out people who would best be able to help, who basically are in a point in their life when they can move everything to a different city. They live there. They get a house there. They get a job there. And they basically decide, hey, I'm going to live in the city. I'm going to evangelize in the city. And I'm going to convert people in the city. And I'm going to live here as long as God wants me to be here. So it's not just a 1 or 2 week thing. It's really, you move your entire life to that place and dedicate yourself to studying the Bible with people in this new city. So that's really what a mission team is. It's a whole uprooting of your life.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and in the first part of this episode I shared, you know, I've been, God allowed myself and my wife to go on a mission team, not only here to Seattle, but to San Diego back in 2009. And there's some things that I, you know, never had gone through that process before. There's some things that kind of surprised me about going on, you know, on a mission. So I'm wondering for you, what's one thing that surprised you going on a mission team
I think probably the one thing that surprised me was I wasn't anticipating the lifestyle change that it takes. Because I've heard stories of friends I knew that went on mission teams, and I knew you're going to be evangelizing like crazy. But I don't think I realized to that extent. Because really, once I arrived in Atlanta, Georgia, I kind of wanted to pick up my life pace as I was in Eugene. But instead, now I'm there. And for the first couple months, from sunup to sundown, you're just sharing your faith like crazy. And part of me just wanted to kind of stop, chill back, set up my apartment, set up my life, my job, get everything on track. But I forget, like, no, I'm here for the purpose of building a church. And so for the first few weeks, it was just nonstop sharing your faith and in Bible studies. And obviously after a while, we slowed down and were able to, you know, set up our lives as well. But I think just that immediate jump into nonstop evangelism was the biggest shock to my system. But it was also the biggest learning opportunity I had.
Yeah, I bet. So what were some of the challenges, and on the flip side, what are some victories that you experienced from, you know, the mission team?
I think some of the challenges we had was we've had a group of about 19 people, and nearly everybody came from a different city. There were maybe one or two people from the same city, but everybody was from somewhere else, and everybody had a different way of doing ministry. Everybody was some sort of leader where they came from. And so when we came, we had a lot of clashing. And so the first couple of weeks were really just trying to get us all unified and on the same page. And so, but I think that was probably one of the biggest victories coming out of it, was that you could take an entire group of people who come from different cities and who do things very differently, but who are willing to be unified under the word of God and just work together to build a church. And so I think unifying such a like motley crew of people was such a huge victory. And in turn, we did get to see some amazing people baptized right at the beginning, including family members of friends we knew. And so I think those were the biggest victories we had.
Oh, that's awesome. So say someone came to you, you know, that wants to be on a mission team or aspires to kind of do that. What advice would you give that person?
My advice would be take your quiet times, meaning the time you spend every day reading your Bible and praying, take that very seriously. You don't realize how much you rely on other people in the close relationships for your spirituality until you go to a place where you no longer have those relationships and it's all new. And so when you're essentially in a new place with new people, your relationship with God is so important. And so that would be my biggest piece of advice, is really take your time with God very seriously if you want to go on a mission team, because it's going to make a night or day difference.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's so, so important. I also like to ask this question to, you know, to folks that I've been sitting down with. It doesn't necessarily have to do with this topic, but for you, what's the best piece of advice that someone has given to you? And if there's not like a top one, maybe the one that you can remember, or maybe a recent piece of advice that someone has shared with you.
So it's funny, because that advice that I just said about quiet time was probably the best advice I never took. Because when I first went on the mission team, I was asking people I knew that had gone on mission teams. I was kind of going around going, what advice could you give me? What advice could you give me? And somebody told me that one. And I was like, yeah, I get it. That makes sense. But I never actually did it or took it seriously. And I really struggled on the mission team with my faith, because I never took my quiet time seriously. And so, and that's why I'm more adamant about sharing that one, is because, man, when you do cool things like this, it all comes down to your relationship with God. And so I think that's probably the biggest advice I ever got from someone. Never took it seriously. Now I'm taking it seriously because I learned my lesson. And so that's the biggest I would give to people too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Quiet times are hugely important. Thank you for sharing that. Courtney, thank you so much for taking the time out to share about your experiences. A lot of people that are listening either have been through similar experiences or, you know, are wanting to kind of go on the team and help, you know, evangelize. So I know this is going to be very helpful. For those that are listening, if you have any other questions, thoughts on the topic, feel free, you know, follow this podcast at D-Time Podcast, on Instagram, and at D-Time Podcast. Thank you so much again for sharing and taking time to chat. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.